Penguin Random House Audio presents Essential Reiki, A Complete Guide to an Ancient Healing Art by Diane Stein. Read for you by Catherine Ho. For Elaine Goldman Gill. Forward. Important. To become a Reiki 1, 2, or 3 practitioner requires receiving the attunements in person from a teacher who has also received the attunements and training. This book cannot be a substitute for that direct initiation process. After receiving the attunements, this book is a Reiki practitioner's and teacher's guide. It is the first book to put the full Reiki teaching into print for Western healers in a modern format, and possibly the first to do so anywhere since the ancient world. In this time of change and crisis for people and the planet, healing is too desperately needed for it to be kept secret or exclusive any longer. Always have respect for the sacredness of the information that follows and for the goddess's gift of Reiki. Use it only for the highest good of all, and use it freely for any who may choose to benefit by it. What you send out returns to you multiplied manyfold. Reiki is universal love. Full Moon in Virgo, March 26, 1994. Introduction. I first experienced hands-on healing at the 1983 Michigan Women's Music Festival, along with several other healing techniques. From that point on, I knew I wanted to devote my life to healing. I wished that I were psychic and could learn to do the things other women seemed to do so easily. For the next 5 years, I read every book I could find on the subject. There weren't many of them then, and experimented, mostly on myself, with what I had learned. I felt I was just beginning, but I was still working very hard at it and still wishing I could learn more and grow stronger. My healing did not seem powerful to me. I was also teaching others healing techniques, primarily crystals and gemstones and laying on of hands, and seeking ways to make the learning easier and more powerful for others. I somehow felt that there was a piece of information missing, something that would increase the effectiveness of hands-on healing, plus make it as easy and simple as I suspected it could and should be. In August 1987, just before the harmonic convergence, I found the key, but it seemed totally out of reach. At a metaphysical dinner and gathering, I met two beautiful gay men. They watched me do a brief hands-on healing, then asked me, "Who taught you Reiki?" I replied that I hadn't had Reiki training and didn't even know what it was. The men insisted that what I was doing was Reiki and asked to feel my hands. They both declared that my hands were hot, and that was the mark of a Reiki healer. I wanted to know more. Later, when the two men gave me a full-body Reiki healing session in my home, I knew that this was the simple healing system I'd been looking for. I asked where I could find Reiki training and what it cost, and was appalled to learn that the initial Reiki training, Reiki 1, cost at that time $150, and that there was only one woman in the city who could teach it. Reiki 2 cost $600, and Reiki 3, Master Teacher's Training, at $10,000, was seldom given, even if affordable to the seeker. No scholarships were possible. I was waitressing for a living at that time and barely paying my rent. Reiki would have to wait. Soon after, one of the men received his Reiki 2 training. We began to talk for long hours about healing, and the high cost of this training was a frequent subject. One of the men felt that the high cost was necessary, that it signified a commitment, while the other saw things more my way, that healing and healer's training should be available to anyone who will use the experience to benefit themselves or others. I felt that my job as a writer and healer was, and is, to teach any method and give any information on healing that I had available to me. Cost or compensation is not primary, and to me, any cost that puts the information out of reach is immoral. The men knew that any information on healing I could receive from them would probably one day turn up in my books. When my friend with Reiki 2 training began trying to pass Reiki attunements, though he was still a Reiki 2 and had not had the teacher's training of Reiki 3, I asked him to try it on me. For several months, he refused. In January of 1988, the three of us decided to begin doing healing together on the AIDS floor of a local hospital, and he changed his mind. I received my Reiki 1 attunement at Candlemas, February 2, 1988, and it was very evident that the attunement process had worked for me, despite the Reiki 2 status of the man who gave it. I felt filled with an energy I had never before experienced or dreamed existed. I was filled with light and with love for all beings. My healing ability immediately strengthened more than I had believed possible, and the ease of using Reiki confirmed that this was the healing method I had been seeking. If my hands had been hot in doing healings before, they were far hotter now. I knew at that time that I wanted to teach Reiki, but had no idea how that could happen. We began our hospital healing work, a period of time that I feel changed me from a beginner to a healer, and when my friend completed his Reiki 3 training that summer, I participated in his first teaching class. Because I was still earning less than $300 a month and could not pay the class fee of $150, I was allowed to attend and to receive the traditional attunements, but was not given a certificate of having taken the class. My friend supervised the chapter on Reiki that appears in my book, All Women Are Healers, The Crossing Press, 1990, but would not teach me further. I began to teach the Reiki 1 hand positions in my workshops and to talk frequently about one day going further with Reiki training and learning how to teach it. In November 1989, I made a workshop trip to the Midwest, sponsored by two women I had met at the 1988 Michigan Women's Music Festival and had developed a meaningful friendship with. One of the women had recently received her Reiki 3 training from a teacher who also felt that the healing method needed to become more available. She did not have the $10,000 traditionally required for a Reiki 3 fee, but had received the training for much less. Her teacher was experimenting with modern teaching methods and had also been traditionally trained. Completely by surprise during the weekend, she gave several of the workshop group Reiki 1 training and gave me Reiki 2 with a certificate for both degrees. She promised to give me Reiki 3 at our next meeting, saying, "I almost did it now, but couldn't find the symbol handouts." Though we met twice in the following year, the woman found excuses not to continue the teaching, and I was becoming very frustrated. Since I had received my initial Reiki 1 attunements from a Reiki 2 practitioner, I resolved to figure out how to do it. I reasoned that placing the Reiki 2 symbols in the receiver's crown chakra and heart chakra, as well as their hands, with the basis of the process, and this was, in fact, close. Having only Reiki 2, however, I was missing symbol keys and had no way of discovering what those missing symbols were. After a phone conversation with a woman I had never met, in which I mentioned my efforts, I received in the mail, on a torn piece of notebook paper, the traditional Reiki 3 master symbol. With that, my experiments became more effective, and some of my attempts resulted in the receiver opening to the energy. I continued to teach in my workshops as much of the information as I had, explaining that as a Reiki 2, I was experimenting. In another phone conversation in 1990, I mentioned to my Midwestern Reiki 2 teacher that I had been trying to pass attunements. Her anger was immediate and intense, and we had a very strong argument about it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?